Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right. First up, man, you got to be committed to lead cops on a chase like this. Here's the headline. It's from the Orlando Sentinel. Florida man leads a chase with authorities on a John Deere lawnmower. He was arrested. He was trying to outrun the cops on a John Deere. It was Okaloosa County. Dusty Mobley, 40 years old, was taken into custody Saturday morning by Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office and faces multiple charges of grand theft of a vehicle, felony criminal mischief, two counts of resisting an officer, possession of a concealed weapon by a felon, carrying a concealed handcuff key. What? Possession of drug paraphernalia, felony failure to appear. He's got a lot of charges. But can I just, for one second, carrying a concealed handcuff key? What? That's a charge? I just would expect that of criminals. Like, oh, you didn't have a concealed handcuff key? You're going to get charged. You're a bad criminal.
You have to open carry the key?
Yeah, like open carry. Like, this is my handcuff key on my neck for when I get arrested. I mean, I don't know. Anyway, they showed up to his house to arrest him for fleeing from deputies back on January 3rd. They came to his home in January to question him about a $40,000 stolen boat. He literally had cut a hole into a metal building with heavy machinery and stole this boat, right? So he was on said boat when deputies arrived, and he tried to dive into a gator-infested swamp to escape it, but he actually successfully fled. That actually worked the one time. He tried to outrun them again this week, but on a John Deere lawnmower, but he was unsuccessful. They arrested him. They found a revolver, a handcuff key. He had a pipe with meth residue in it. He's being held without bond in Okaloosa County Jail. Gators probably didn't want him because he's all messed up. They were like, no, thank you. No, thank you. Let's see this. I got a couple of others. I got a 50-year-old dude facing a 50-year prison sentence because he was smuggling turtles. Yeah? Yeah, he's apparently been doing this since 2015. And he's the owner of Omni Reptiles, an unregistered business in Lee County. And they trade wildlife, including protected species of wildlife. And he falsified all these forms. He tried to lie about the turtles, saying they were captive bred instead of wild caught. And it was a violation of the Lacey Act. You can't traffic in wildlife that's illegally taken. So he could face 50 years in prison for smuggling turtles in. Turtles. Like, if somebody asked you, what would you risk 50 years in prison for? Right. You know, you might maybe say something like, I don't know, like, you know, killing somebody who attacked a member of my family or something like that. I mean, I'm just saying. Not, oh, turtles. Mm-hmm. Is it that dude, that kid in that viral video goes, I love turtles? Is that him grown up? Just curious. Also, let's see here. A Florida man was caught with 10 pounds of pot and guns. Pot and guns during a Kansas traffic stop. So it's a Florida man in Kansas. And he had 10 pounds of pot, materials for growing said pot, chemicals used to process the oil from said pot, and also two guns. He was serious about the marijuana.
Modern day moonshiners.
Yeah. Is it? But the THC, though, if they, like, mess with that, can't that make you eat somebody's face off a la bath salt?
Oh, God, I don't know. I don't think
so. Is that a thing?
I hope not.
I don't know. Like, the whole pot thing confuses me because they act like it's wine and that you can – it all smells like feet. I can't – what's the difference? It smells like a skunk's ass. Let's be honest. Like, you can't tell the difference. The first time I ever was around it heavily – I had boomers sitting in front of me at a Willie Nelson concert, and I think I got a contact high. I'm not kidding you. Like, they were my grandparents' age, silver hair and the whole nine yards, and they did not care who saw. They were like, we are out. Grandparents gone wild. Anyway, I don't know. As we move, our partners in whatever this was, our friends at Kel-Tec, the Sub 2K. Before you go, well, I've heard about the Sub 2K. I've got, no, you don't. You don't have the Gen 3 version. I promise you, you don't. You got what I do. It's like when you fold up your gun, your 9mm carbine, you got to take all your optics off and everything else. You don't have to do that with the Gen 3. It's like magic. You bippity bobbity boo the thing in half, and it folds up in half and just as quickly and easily deploys as well. Simple twist and fold motion of the patent pending rotating fore end in either direction folds it up nice and neat. But that was just one of the upgrades they've made to this. They have the upgraded aluminum trigger. They redesigned the mechanics. You got a light and 5 pound pull, and that provides more precise feedback, improved accuracy and follow up. It's nice. Upgraded action, redesigned operating handle for added comfort, lightened action so you can rack it easy, ambidextrous bolt hold open. You got a new chamber indicator, all kinds of stuff from Kel-Tec, the made in America family owned company that you know and love. You can learn more about the Sub 2K Gen 3 at Reed Sub 2000 at KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you. So Panera Bread, right? Some people have a, I'm going to bring the tugboat in, but let's start here. Some people have a love-hate with Panera. So where Kane and I come from, the company, didn't it start in St. Louis?
Yeah.
So it's they call it St. Louis Bread Company. If you go to St. Louis, Missouri, or just Missouri, and you say Panera, people will look at you like you're nuts.
Yeah, like you're from out of town.
Yeah, like what is that? What's Panera? St. Louis Bread Company. I mean, they don't know no Panera. Well, what's that? And it still feels weird to call it that here, although it's settling in. So anyway, you know, they've got all kinds of stuff. You know, they got, you know, the bagels. Their cinnamon crunch bagels are pretty legit. And that's about it. I hate everything. Oh, the turkey bacon Bravo. That's pretty good. Yeah. I don't mind. I can't get mad at them for this headline that I'm about to share with you. Because for real, if you felt that you were in an overtaxed environment, like punitively overtaxed, wouldn't you be trying to figure out how to have the government steal less of your income, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm all for that. So I don't necessarily think that what they did is bad, but the politician who allowed it, it's a double standard. So here's the headline. In California, because you know they got a new $20 minimum wage law. We're going to talk about that in a second because it's a joke. Why stop at 20? Give them $11 trillion an hour or you don't care about their lives. Why stop there? Why stop at 20? Panera Bread is now exempt from California's $20 minimum wage law because the owner donated to Newsom. So he signed into law, fast food workers make $20 an hour. It's the Fast Food Accountability Standards Recovery Act, and they have a carve out. So chains that bake bread and sell it as a standalone item are exempt. So that includes Panera. Okay. Because they have other stuff besides just like bread. That's like one of the things that they have. Newsom sought the exemption because the Greg Flynn, the billionaire CEO of the Flynn Restaurant Group, which owns like several dozen Panera Bread locations in the state, donated to him. And Flynn went to the same high school as Newsom. He's had business dealings with the governor. He's what the largest franchisee in the U.S. He has all kinds of brands. So he was, you know, he was really pushing this. And the head of the National Restaurant Association, Michelle Corsmo, said everyone's scratching their head about the bread exemption. She says, but that all comes through relationships. So see, they're just specialer than you. All you got to do is bake bread and have it as a standalone item on your menu, I guess, and then you'll be exempt. Everybody's going to be baking some bread now. Golly, the sourdough trend's never going to go away. So that's the whole thing. They get a special carve out because they are specialer than you are. And that's just the way it goes, guys. You're just, I guess you're just not as special as Panera. You don't get those carve outs. You don't get that special treatment. You don't get any of that. They're just specialer than you are. Panera. I mean, pay to play. That's exactly what this is. This is what happens when you have a one-party state, though. Yeah, everybody needs to start selling bread every single day now. They need to start doing that so they can have that carve out. That's what I would do. I'd be like, guys, we're going to also introduce bread. Yeah. Would you like to go to a restaurant? You can have an loaf of bread. Just have one. Just buy it as a standalone item. But the $20 an hour thing, you know, the market supports that. And I love the argument that these people make. Well, if you really care about their lives. We're not going to call for the governor to reduce taxes or to stop spending. We just need people to pay more for basic everyday items. And then they bitch and moan because, oh my gosh, I can't believe a Big Mac costs $1 trillion. How did this happen? Maybe because you like task the people like pay, like making it, they get $20 an hour. And why stop there? I mean, if it's about care, because they always say you just don't care about these people's lives, and they try to make it out like you're a heartless cretin if you don't agree to $20 an hour. Okay, I'll call your bluff. I guess I just care more than you. How about $1 million an hour? Oh, I'm sorry. You think that's too much? You think that's exorbitant? I don't think care for another's life is exorbitant. Seriously, when does it stop? Where do you draw the line? I mean, that's what the market determines. The market determines the value for these things. And I really don't trust the dude or like these lawmakers in California. Come on, y'all know that these people were born with silver spoons in their mouths. They don't know. You think they go to McDonald's? They don't. You think these fools go to Panera? No, they don't. They go to French Laundry when you're all shut up in your houses. That's where they go. Have you seen how expensive it is to eat there? Like, I like a good meal, but there's some things that out of spite. Holy cow. Holy cow. Who makes, are angels making the food? Like, what? Do you have, like, actual, like, seraphim making the food? Chopping up the veggies for the salads? Like, what's happening back there in the kitchen? I don't know. So I just think the reason that these politicians support this type of stuff, especially in a one-party state, is because it shows you how far removed they are from everyday things. They don't know how much everyday items cost because these fools don't do everyday item stuff. Can you imagine? Gavin Newsom was in a Target and he was already having a meltdown. Man was there for 5 minutes and he's having a straight up meltdown. And you probably know he didn't even know where to go in the Target. He didn't even know. So yeah, they get $20 minimum wage, and Panera Bread gets a carve out because they sell bread. Everybody should sell bread now. All of them. Hillsdale is a small Christian classical, I mean, it's a classical liberal, like in the Tocqueville style, liberal arts college in southern Michigan. And they're all about the pursuit of truth and defense of liberty, you know, like education and stuff. They don't get into identity politics. They're completely uninterested in all of that. They just want to educate people regarding the principles and the founding of this republic and actual, you know, historical truths. And they focus on merit and character. Nothing else matters. So they have a bunch of free online stuff. But one of the biggest things that they're offering right now is an online course called American Citizenship and Its Decline. Now, it takes a deeper insight, not just into the connection between citizenship, you know, and being, you know, an American and borders, but citizenship and freedom and civic duty and civic participation and civic responsibility, because that investment of citizenship, there's a lot there. So it's led by Victor Davis Hanson. He takes a deep dive into this, and you can see a lot of what they have to offer there. Whether you're listening to their 60-second spots about the Constitution with Constitution Minutes, or looking at their other lectures or educational resources, you can sign up for all of this. Hillsdale's latest free online course, American Citizenship and Its Decline. You just access it by visiting Dana for forhillsdale.com. That's danaforhillsdale.com. Start your free course today.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Millennials are on course to become the richest generation in history. They said generational transfer of wealth largely built up in property will amount to $90 trillion in the U.S. alone. But then wait until the IRS hears about that. It's not going to be for long. They're going to hit you with death tax and all that. So that's going to kill all of that stuff. Hey, keep voting Democrat. That's what you'll get. Yay. Wait, what? Also, I don't really want to talk about this. Kane says it's news, though. This was in Germany, of course. A dog that police said was about the size of a Jack Russell Terrier caused a horrific injury because he bit off a dude's male copulatory organ and ate it. That's not making this up. The incessant barking forced neighbors to call the police. It was around 2 a.m. And upon arriving at the property, first responders heard someone groaning in pain. They found a 66-year-old man and his dog. They rushed him to the demand of the hospital. They realized his dog was, or realized he was in danger. They literally did not. First off, I want to know how the dog could, how it was out for the dog to get. And I feel like if it was shenanigans, like gross shenanigans, you deserved it. And I don't feel bad. And the dog should be left alone. It's traumatized. It's disgusting. Like, what is wrong with people? Like, just nuke them off the earth. Just bzz. That's what lightning should be used for. If I was a deity, that's what I would do. I'd just snuff people right off with a little lightning stroke. Like that guy right there. Let's see here. Oh, this is hysterical. So we had a headline segment about how there are more female psychopaths than men psychopaths. Well, here, case in point. Taylor Swift fans are furious over a woman Shazamming one of her songs at a concert. They're livid. It was a middle-aged concert goer using Shazam to try to figure out what song it was. And people are infuriated online because they have no lives. And they're trying to figure out who it is and all the, oh my gosh, get lives, touch grass. Like, go see some sun. Good night. It's crazy. And last but not least, an NYU doctor kicked the bucket because she ate at Walt Disney World and waitstaff insisted the food was allergen-free and it wasn't. Oh. But then at the same time, don't order things that are called fritters if you're worried about allergens, like dairy and nut and all that, right? Stick with us. Okay, so on break, you know, we talk about different things and, you know, we just kind of get set up. If it's a slow news day, we talk trash and
realize things.
Yeah, we like realize stuff and... So Steve was all, and we got his permission. We're like, hey, can we talk about this on air? Because Kane, I don't really look at myself as the voice of reason. I am just suspicious of everything. Kane,
no,
however, is his blood type is tinfoil.
A high percentage of tinfoil. You're
and
right.
There is a conspiracy behind everything. Oh, yeah, well, the reason they told you that is because, like, if someone says, go out and get more sunlight, if a doctor tells somebody that, Kane's like, well, that's just big sun talking right there.
No, I would recommend you
sun.
Get more sun.
Anyway.
I would be surprised if a doctor
said
that.
I know, but you know what I mean? So anyway, Steve's like, oh, yeah, you know, I had, like, my checkup and, you know, they do blood work and all this stuff. And Steve's like a young dude. He's, like, in his 20s, right? He's, like, in his, like early mid-20s. And... I've told you guys before, like we've talked about cholesterol and all this stuff, and I don't anymore, shockingly, but I ended up, I can't do a keto diet. I used to do paleo and I eat really healthy, except for this bagel that I have here right now. I eat fairly healthy, very healthy. And, when I did keto, I apparently lack like a specific type of enzyme in my liver to process a high fat diet like that. So it made my numbers look like I was Wilford Brimley. Long story short, freaked out my doctor. I had to do a heart calcium test, all this kind of stuff. Like I had all this stuff. And, learned a lot about LDL and HDL. And LDL is the bad cholesterol. HDL is the good cholesterol. And Steve was like, yeah, you know, I got my cholesterol numbers. So I think when you're like 35 and up, you immediately like, what are your cholesterol numbers? Like it's like a competition. And so Kane's like, what are your numbers? What are your numbers? And Steve's like, well, I forgot I'm talking to pros here. And so he had said, what did you say? It was like 270. Your cholesterol number was 270.
Talking about the LDL one?
No, he's.
Yeah. No, like over. Like, yeah. What did you say? What
was
your
180.
The cholesterol was 270, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, nobody's violating the HIPAA violation. I already told him it was cool, which I call HIPPO because it's funnier, but yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, and it also, if it helps you remember, it works.
HIPPO permission.
Yeah, you got the HIPPO permission.
Yeah.
The HIPPO said
that's
so.
That's a band, HIPPO permission. Write that down.
That's the office HIPPO, you know. It's in HR, right? And people don't know that the HR, the H is HIPPO, HIPPO relations. So, and our relations with it are good. So anyway... We're immediately, and Kane's like, I bet they push statins. See, the reason that people do the LDL stuff is because they want
accent?
You on statins.
Why
I don't
have
know.
An accent and overly zealous. It's like, it sounds like you've really manufactured this whole thing.
You were so, look, no, no, You don't get to be all excited on break and then come back on air and
so,
be like, well, no, dude.
That is so inaccurate.
I'm super calm Kane. I'm almost a hippie.
What a travesty. What a travesty you're committing right now.
So they didn't prescribe you statins, though, right, Steve?
No, they're for like pre-diabetic patients. I don't have any of that.
They didn't offer him statins. Why are you?
Did they give you any literature that pointed to statins to fix this cholesterol thing?
No.
Did they give you any literature on statins?
Yes, it said a statin medication is recommended for LDL 190 and higher.
There it is.
And I have a 180. But I have a 180.
In the 1970s, the number was 300 or higher. They've been steadily lowering that number since the 70s in order to sell more statins.
On purpose.
Which, by the way, your brain is majority cholesterol. So when you take statins, what happens to your brain? It actually
gets mushy.
Yeah, and you end up with Alzheimer's. There's a direct link with Alzheimer's and, you know, overuse of statins. So, yeah, quit. I think
it's insane for anybody to – I think it's irresponsible. This is what my cardiologist has said. It is absolutely irresponsible for a doctor to prescribe statins without doing a calcium score.
Yeah.
It is. I think they should be literally have their licenses pulled.
I'm only 10 points.
They
from
should
that.
Be barred 10. from practicing medicine because it's so irresponsible. Because when you go on statins, that's for life, dude.
Yeah. And so what did they say? 180 and you're at 190 or what was?
Yeah. And you're young. Like you can do all kinds of stuff.
They said statins at 190. I'm 180 and I'm only 29. So I don't even know why that.
Exactly.
Why do I think you're like 24?
I'm always
because Juan's 24.
That's Juan's age.
Juan's 24. Juan's. Yeah. But Juan's like he's got like old man aura. You know what I mean?
He's
24 years old, but like he seems like he's 60.
Right. Like he's seen some stuff.
Yeah. Like he's, you know, he's lived a life.
Yeah, he knows
over
what's
there.
Going.
Yeah, he knows what's up. But yeah, Steve is like he's like, yeah, well, they, you know, mentioned, you know, statins over, you know, one. And you didn't do like they didn't do the calcium test or anything, right?
No, I just had like 5 seconds of blood work and then I just got it back. It's been like 2 days ago and this is what I'm reading now.
It could be, Kane, that they just were like, well, in case you read about this somewhere, here's, you know, statins for this, and this is what it's used for, which I think that should always be a last ditch.
Yeah.
Resort.
I'm not against them actually giving them the literature and all that. What I'm against is the fact that they've lowered that number to 180.
Yeah.
Or to 190 or whatever it is now. It used to be 300. It's not healthy.
Right.
It's not healthy to reduce your cholesterol so low that your brain suffers from it. That's ridiculous.
I love the cardiologist that I went to. I actually don't need to see him anymore. But when I went through all of that stuff with like diet and that, they freaked out because they're like, why are your numbers coming back looking like your Wilford Brimley? And then I had to do this. They literally stripped out my diet for like 3 months. I could only eat like just I barely had energy to weightlift. And I ended up losing a significant amount of weight unintentionally. And they were, because I mean, when you're not eating carbs, you're not eating all this other stuff, and they're trying to figure out, is this a diet controlled thing? Like what's happening? Did the calcium test, all that stuff. And then it came back, it was still relatively elevated, but it was a lot better than what it was. Cause like my cholesterol had hit 280 and it was nuts. And they kept saying the only one of my doctors was like, this has to mean blockage or something somewhere, or like I wasn't supposed to get my heart rate up, I wasn't supposed to be stressed for a month. I'm like, do you know what I do for a living? I'm like, I'm wound up to 11 24/7. Are you serious? So but no, it's like tons better now, but it was, I can't do like super high fat diets like that. I don't, they actually did a liver, like an enzyme, I don't forget what they call it, like it's like a liver enzyme test. I did every test on God's green earth, and they really and I was working with two different doctors because I'm nuts and I don't care, I will double check the other's work. And it was legit, like it's like a specific enzyme that I lack enough of in my liver to do a high fat diet like that. And I was doing it correctly, I just can't. So I'm like, I'm the person that has to have the carbs, it's for my health.
I wish I was that person.
Yeah, if I have to have the carbs, it's for my health. But anyway, I do think, to your point, Kane, that there is an effort to get everybody on something.
Yes.
Like I think whether it's like mental health, I think a lot of people are put on like antidepressants that don't need to be on them.
Yes.
Whether it's like the weight stuff, whether it's the statins, the, I mean, there's like a million things that are out there. And a lot of it is diet because they were to, Kane lost it. This is what I was saying. He got so like riled up on break because he asked Steve, he's like, what do they tell you? And Steve's like, well, you know, I got to cut down red meat and beer. He's like, what? What? Yeah. And then he had like,
my Saturdays. Like, come on.
I know.
Saturdays are for the boys, man. That's like red meat and booze. Beer day.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. So, you know, and beer, you know, really helped civilize society. You know that, right? I mean, without beer, we'd all, you know, be dead. Anyway, so.
It's personal for me, though, because my number was at 210, the last blood work that I had.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, you know, over 190, may want to consider statins. And I laid into my doctor. I'm like, are you kidding? Because he was an older guy. And I'm like, you seriously believe this? I said, when you started, what was the number when you started? He's like, I get it.
What was it, old man? What was it?
I get it. So, no, it's just letting you know what the numbers are. That's all it is. You know, and he backed off really quickly.
Yeah, but it does that.
It is personal
like,
for me. Because my grandma with dementia
and,
you know, the problems there. And at that time, you never knew what the issue was. And now you start learning what these doctors are doing actually has some negative consequences.
Yeah, no, it does. It does for sure. And it's, I mean, I think anything is bad. And like if you're not an overabundance. So, I mean, if you have too much of anything, even something that's good for you, there's going to be some kind of bad consequences. Just use your common sense. You know, I eat a little bit more fish than I used to, but I will never not eat red meat. If you were like, Dana, there's an asteroid coming and it's going to hit the planet and kill everyone unless you stop eating red meat, I'd be like cutting a bite of steak and being like, well, so long. It's been real. Sorry. I'm going to go out with some red meat. But I because red meat's important. I mean, we're carnivores. I mean, for crying out loud. But yeah, it's I do think that there's this major push. I think it was made easier too after the pandemic, because they were pushing, oh, get the injections, get the shots, get them. And if you didn't, then you know you were. It's like they tried to mainstream being on stuff.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's those commercials you see. It's like all these couples or, you know, all of the fun, like playful music and everything. And then they're talking about this drug and ask your doctor about this drug.
Mm-hmm.
A 60-second commercial and 52 seconds of it is the side effects.
It's like a Happy Fun Ball commercial with SNL. Right. Don't taunt Happy Fun Ball.
They are putting a lot of money to pushing.
I have friends that when they go to Mexico, they go to the pharmacies down there and get all the drugs that aren't regulated here and they bring them all back. And my husband's like, it could be the cartel. And I'm like, well, which cartel, the FDA or the Mexican cartel?
Right.
Like, you know, which one? We've got Florida Man on the way. You don't want to miss. So that's medicine and science on the Dana Show.
Plan a trip to Mexico.
Look at you, right? I mean, for real. Like, I mean, at least the cartel's being honest about being the cartel. They're like, yes, we will kill you. Yeah. And the FDA is like, no, we're going to pretend that we love your life. I mean, you know, at least one's honest. I'm just saying. But they're both cartels. Let's be real. All right. All right. As we get moving, I'm bound to get hate mail. I will print it out and I'll run it over with the little segue that I got on Amazon for Mother's Day 5 years ago for like $200. So try me.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.